This is really the hub of the wheel of the heavy metal story. On the first level there, in the Crown, every Monday or Tuesday night, it would turn into a place called Henry's Blues House. They would bring over the solo artist, and they'd get a pickup band here. There was a band that seemed to back everybody who came over, called the Shuffling Hungarians. I never knew who they were, but they were, you know, really good backing band. I saw a guy here called J.B. Hutto. This guy had been taught by Elmore James how to play slide in Chicago, and here he was playing here. And this is I remember they had a guy on called Dr. Ross, the harmonica boss, who was like that height with a big peak cap on and a double-breasted suit. And he came in, laid down with his suitcase, and when he opened the suitcase, all these harmonicas, spilled out. And there was a guy called Lightning Slim, I think he was called, and they'd spent all afternoon buying him a new zip-up cardigan at CNA, of which he was extremely proud of, trying to come on stage. But every so often, there'd be a band playing here, and it was a five-piece, including a saxophone, called Earth. I'm not going to bullshit you and say, you know, I knew, you know, they were going to be big and they were going to be metal. All I can remember was they weren't extraordinarily loud, right? And whether there was something about them or not, I don't know. There's no point in me trying to develop myths, you know, when they don't exist at all. But that is where Black Sabbath basically started off from. That's where they changed their name to Black Sabbath, up in that room there.